Mix live from the 2013 Sunlum Investments Food Wine Design Fair, only on Talk Radio 702.
Now, as you walk around the Food Wine Design Fair, you are going to come across all sorts of stands, and one of the ones that is actually very, very discreet is kind of tucked around a corner, and you'll see it as soon as you see it. And it is shared by two artists, and both with radically different styles, but they kind of work together really, really well. And I'm talking to Wendlin Setzer and of Wren Design, and when I was telling you a little bit earlier on about stuff that have been recycled. I'm looking at the most fantastic bags. You will not find this anywhere other than in South Africa. But there is so much more to it. So first of all, Wendlin, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
Did the two of you know each other before you got together here?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes. Now tell us a little bit. It's great to not know each other before.
Tell us a little bit about what you've done, because I'm looking at something which you call flying foxes, and it's made from recycled and rescued brown paper, and you've screen printed it. Now, and you coated it with something. So, does it have a life, or is it just a sort of a 2-day wonder in terms of longevity?
It lasts a whole lot longer than you realize. I think we think of paper as this object that we print on and then crumple up and throw away, but it's actually so durable. We fuse the layers to fabric, so it makes as strong as a fabric. There isn't a weave to catch the dirt. We coat it with nano, so it's water resistant. It's one of those things, you've got to use it. 2 years time, you'll come back to me and tell me how
it's
surprised
lasted.
You were with this long as
well. It's very sturdy, what I'm thinking, but it's also incredibly attractive. And you could use this for anything. You could use it for folded up documents, of course.
Yep. It's for actually your iPad and
you
a tablet.
I was going to say,
and we've got the laptop one. Because it is a complete antidote to technology. It's paper, it's tactile.
And it's also protective as well at the same time.
We've got all the batting in there.
And so this one, which just looks like brown paper, which I think is also, it's also the same sort of thing. So it's coated with this liquid glass,
which makes it
resistant.
To water, yes.
Fantastic idea.
Thank you.
And these bags and things. Now tell us, this here is PPC strength guaranteed.
Yeah, indeed.
And it's concrete. These are concrete bags.
Yeah, we take the cement packaging, which is brown paper. We do this, we do the same process. And we make a laptop bag out of them.
And again, I mean, if you banged against something, this is going to protect you, isn't it?
We have high density foam in the bottom and the back for that to protect it. And they have lasted us now for 3.5 years.
So you've made a whole business of this. And what I loved as well, you didn't bring them here this time, but these are from disused maps.
Yeah, you make map envelopes.
Now tell us a bit about those.
Every 5 years, the Directorate of Mapping produce new maps, and then they throw away the old ones. And instead of them landing up in the landfills or at recycling plants, we take them, cut them, and hand fold them into envelopes or gift bags to be used, because they are beautiful.
And so therefore you could make them into designs, you could make them into shoulder bags, and you know, all of that stuff, if that's what you want to
do. Really working with paper. And
now, that's the common link, of course, between the two of you. So, Kerry, I came across you at the MNET Literary Awards in Cape Town.
Yes, that's right.
And you did these absolutely amazing, I don't know whether they were origami or whatever, but I know that I bought one of your works, and it was Jock of the Bushveld.
Yeah.
And so I've got a leaping buck, and made out of paper from one of the Jock of the Bushveld books, a very old school book, I think you told me.
A school edition, yeah, from the 60s and 70s.
And then, so I've got that, and then I've got a map of the route that the Jock walked, and it's also an old map.
Yes.
And then I've got a couple of pages as well, and I absolutely love it. And people come and say, well, where did you get that? But I'm looking here at origami earrings. I mean, they're so fragile and beautiful.
Yeah.
But they're not as fragile as I think they are.
No, they're not. Like Rendon says, paper, everyone has this idea that paper just falls apart and we throw it away and that's it. And
yes.
Everything I use, I also get from the recycling. So all the book pages and things you see, all of that paper is already 40, 50 years old.
Yes.
And it's discolored, it's taken on a new sort of patina and a new feel, and then I turn it into things.
Now, this this gorgeous thing that has got no use whatsoever, except to look at it and say it's gorgeous. And it's made from, obviously, a very old book.
An old paperback, yeah.
An old paperback. And it's just, it's like a sort of pom-pom in a way.
Exactly. I mean, it's so interesting because paperbacks have this lifetime. And I mean, now at the dump, I'm actually getting boxes and boxes of the Da Vinci Code, the paperback.
You're kidding
because
me.
It was one of those pulp literature hits. And now there are hundreds and thousands of them available, and they just get dumped and they get pulped and turned into, they get recycled, which is so nice.
So is that the way the two of you met each other? Were you both on rubbish dumps looking?
No. It was at a previous show, and we just started chatting about how we use paper differently.
Well, I mean, it's amazing. And the other thing is, I've got one of your, what do you call them, cards?
Pop-up playing cards,
These are pop-up playing cards. And it was at a house and leisure dinner, and it had my name carved out of nothing.
That's right.
And you can also buy them. I'm looking at a happy birthday card that is totally different to anything under the sun.
I started off by actually using all secondhand cards that I would find at markets after recycling, all of
rubbish
that kind
dumps.
Of thing, rubbish dumps. And then I sort of ran out of card stock. But now I've started using actually the local South African Protea Playing Card Company cards, which is great because they've got beautiful designs and they're locally made.
And then you're also doing, and I think your best love words and whatever, in my head, I'm still a rock star. And somebody is going to love that. I mean, I know somebody who actually would love that as a Christmas present.
Yes, they do.
Because he thinks he's a rock star.
Yeah, exactly. And I find there are a lot of, that one's particularly the accountant said, but there are a lot the lawyer said, or the doctor said.
Or the 702 producer said.
The 702 producer said.
And let's just go back to what you've got on your lap.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so Wendy, just tell me what that is. That is a traveling bag.
A traveling bag made out of antique linen, which is really old, from the 1800s. So it was hand-woven. And the common thread is the tactile quality, really, between all my products. And then this is, it's just one of those things you fall in love with and it's beautiful.
And it doesn't look new. So it looks as if, I mean, if you'd put boots on and a hat, it would look as if you were the real thing, whereas in fact you're lying.
Yes.
You know, that's the sort of thing you want to do.
No one's a real...
It's like driving a 4x4 in the middle of Joburg. We all know it's false. But you just feel that you're it. I think it's fantastic.
It's one of those beautiful things.
Yes.
It is nothing more than just beautiful.
So it's basically originally a sack.
Yeah, it's a grain sack from Austria that we untake and we reconstitute it. So now it's beautiful again.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous. And there's that lovely, lovely leather as well. Let me just pass that back to you. And just, Kerry, to end off our time together, this is White Rabbit's Make Great Imaginary Friends. That comes from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a white rabbit in my garden, so that's fine.
A real one.
It is not real, but
it's imaginary.
And he's near water, so he doesn't get thirsty.
Oh, good.
Tell me about these photographs that you've got.
I am, in my other life before this, I used to work in the travel industry, and I love traveling in Africa. I grew up traveling in the back of a Land Rover, and I have all these photographs of all my trips and my travels. And I started realizing there's so many people who love to travel, whether it be metaphorically or physically or just a dream. And I mean, a lot of the stuff I do is about that, just dreaming and following your dreams. Yeah.
Absolutely lovely. And just a final thing.
Yes.
You came up with the idea using your, your second-hand, third-hand, fourth-hand paperbacks of coming up with a map of Africa. Well, it's not a map of Africa, but the shape of Africa.
Yes, that's right.
And I saw that some time ago, and I just thought, just what a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
So it's using literature and something that is finished and done with, but you've given it another life as a piece of art, which is, in fact, what you've both got in different ways in common.
Yeah, it is. The name of that piece is actually Africa Reinvented, because I think that in South Africa there is so much potential, and we can just use what's around us, and people are always looking to the West or the States or Europe for influences or for ideas, and I just think it's rubbish. There's so much here. We have so much. So,
final question for both of you. I mean, you could customize these things if you wanted to. So, if a company wanted these as the most amazing Christmas presents for its staff, I'm thinking of a bank right now.
Yeah.
You could customize these. And I mean, they've got to cost less than your, you know, your average stuff. Of course they do.
And they're amazing. They're innovative. They're so innovative for a company that might not... It's a great corporate gift. I love that.
It's a fantastic corporate gift.
We can stamp them and we can screen print them.
There you go.
Yeah,
if anybody picks up the phone to you, you're going to say thank you to me, because I think it's a perfect corporate gift, and it's not this boring rubbish that you get given. Exactly so. And I've just got to say, Kerry, about your stuff, I'm looking forward to seeing what you do next.
Brilliant.
Because
thank
I think
you.
You've just got, I mean, you kind of own that market.
Thank you.
So it's lovely. So thank you very much indeed for chatting to us.
Thanks, Jenny.
Really, both of you. Thank you very much indeed.
Us.
So you can put these on your, you know, on your...
Brilliant.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So if you're wandering around here and you see something that says Jenny loves Simple Intrigue, or Jenny loves whatever it is, it's because we've singled a few people out, because their work is amazing. And because we can't actually go to everybody. But thank you both very much indeed.
Thanks, Jenny.
Ciao, ciao.
The Midday Report.